Hey everyone, welcome to Turn Based Explicit Adventure. Sorry for taking a week off. Fuck you. Yep. I'm Connor.
I'm Rob.
I'm the only one who didn't say fuck you. But I'm Scott.
But he was thinking it.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, fuck you. Yeah. Schedules didn't line up. Yeah, whatever.
Didn't happen.
Took a week off.
Eat a dick.
You're not my mom.
You're not my supervisor.
I know you're not my mom because she's here visiting.
That is true. Yeah. Kind of kicked her out briefly,
yeah,
too.
Sorry, Mom. So, well, we could
get
do
the
this.
Fuck out.
So, I'm going to quickly recap a show this week because I watched this show and I finished it because it's very brief.
And we're told this is the only reason why people listen to our podcast anymore.
Yeah! Rick and Morty.
Oh, shit, son!
So there's Rick Sanchez and Morty. I forget his last name, but
Morty
Smith.
Sanchez.
No, Smith, actually. It's Smith because his dad's name is Jerry Smith.
All right,
I'm remembering these things, yeah. So, when I think of Rick and Morty, I think of if Marty McFly and Doc Brown were the same characters, but Doc Brown was a fucking alcoholic, and yeah. Morty was like a neurotypical.
I think you're
like
making an assumption that Doc Brown was not an alcoholic. Did you see his apartment house thing?
I'm talking like drunk. Super alcoholic, though.
Okay.
Like beyond functioning alcoholic, we're talking here.
Just drunk ass.
I saw that shirt today that says, I'm not an alcoholic, I'm just a drunk. Alcoholics go to meetings.
So.
I like it better when I say that only quitters go to meetings.
Oh my god. So, Rick's a super good scientist, and Morty is a scaredy kid. And, he's a teenager, and he's got a sister named Summer, who was an unwanted kind of pregnancy.
Aww.
Kind of ruined their parents' life. There's an episode about that. And then there's the dad, who's voiced by, Chris Parnell, and the mom, who's a horse surgeon, and she's voiced by the same person who did Elliot Reed on Scrubs. And, Rick and Morty are actually voiced by the same person, and I don't know how he does, he must do it in individual takes, because it's too goddamn funny if he does it all at once. But, yeah, they just kind of get into some fucking trouble.
Aw, shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on. There's, like, multiverse dimensions, and there's a whole, space station filled with Ricks and their Mortys, because a Rick needs a Morty in order to kind of hide his intellect, because Mortys are so stupid or something. Morty gets into some trouble. He gets fucked by a slug, or almost gets fucked by a slug.
We're skipping weird. Like four episodes here.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. I don't give a fucking shit. There's, there's a whole universe where they die, and then all of a sudden, because the universe that the other Rick and Morty are in is failing, they just somehow join up in that universe and take their place. It's really creepy and weird. A lot of mantis bug people that pop out of their skin. It's great. Check it out. Rick and Morty's great.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. But, yeah. There's some episodes that end on very, very weird notes. Like, you laugh the whole episode, and then all of a sudden, I guess, at the end, you're like, that was really fucking serious. What the hell's going on?
You're going to yell at me, but I have never seen an episode.
Oh, my God. You have to watch it.
No,
it's
I understand.
The funniest shit in the world.
I understand.
Hulu only has seasons 1 and 2. I know season 3 is currently on, but I don't think anyone's...
No, it's in production.
It's in production?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They had the announcement then. That was the video of the... the Georgia case at, what was that, at Comic-Con? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious. Rick and Morty.
Nice.
Great show.
Nice.
Dan Harmon, the same guy who did Community, does it. It's fucking great.
Aw, shit, girl.
So, we had 2 weeks off. What did you guys do?
Scott?
Let's see. The reason we didn't record last week is because it was A, Labor Day, B, I was at a wedding in Chicago for the weekend and got back at like 6 p.m., our usual recording time. So
it's all right.
You're telling them too much.
No, fourth wall. I'm fourth kidding. Wall.
Oh god. Oh jeez. Sploosh. But
shit,
yeah.
You didn't turn on caffeine, you silly Sally.
Oh shit. Silly computer.
Do we need to re-record this entire thing?
No.
I hope it doesn't do that thing again.
So one time
at band camp.
What else did you play?
Let's see. I played a bunch of Battleborn, played a bunch with Ernest, because he's good. And I like the way he plays with his rocket launcher. And
the problem is, every time I hear you say Ernest, I can only think of, like, the silly faces of Ernest movies, like the covers.
It's about as accurate.
All right. That's
You're
good.
You're effectively
then.
Right there. Then I played some Pokemons.
Some Mons Pokes.
Which Pokemons are you playing again?
Omega Ruby.
And Omega Ruby. Okay, that's right.
Nice.
I'm doing that. And this weekend, we played D&D at your house. I brought my dog. Everyone seemed to love my dog.
Great dog. 10 out of 10. Would pet again.
she loved being pet. And took my girlfriend out for ice cream and dinner. And then, went out for her with lunch today. And then we went to the North End where I got pastries that are sitting in my car.
Modern or Mike's?
Moderns.
Cool.
Mike's can suck a dick.
Mike's is okay.
Yeah, why are you such a fucking hater?
Because I'm loyal to Moderns.
Fucking busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's better.
They are as good.
They just have better nougat. That's all. Or nougat in general.
Anyway.
Nougat.
Anyway, delicious pastries aside. Anything else?
Let's see. We'll talk about news that came out this morning. That.
Yeah.
But,
I think the news that you're talking about, yes, we will.
But yeah, that was basically my 2 weeks. Then I worked. Saw there's gonna be an endless Mario runner. And some sort of Wizard of Oz game.
Yeah.
That's.
What?
Did you watch the
keynote?
No.
The Apple keynote?
Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't see the weird Wizard of Oz game that they were touting in it?
I saw the Mario thing and I was like, okay, great, give it to me, I don't care. And then I didn't see the Wizard of Oz thing,
It was during the iPhone stuff, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's gross.
Weird Wizard of Oz RPG.
Okay.
Yep.
So who do you, I mean,
they were playing
can
as
Can I be the Scarecrow?
Yeah.
They were playing as a scarecrow. It was like a super magic scarecrow.
What?
Yeah.
He was a sorcerer? Okay.
And then one of the things they were saying is like, oh, with the iPhone 7, like, look how many fucking flying monkeys we can put on the screen.
Look how many!
Yeah, one of those. Anyway.
Graphical fidelity.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I didn't see that.
Yeah. Let's go. If that's all the games and shit that you played, then fuck do you do?
So before I tell you what I did, I want to take a quick moment and give a quick shout out. One, because I don't want to forget. And two, because I'm going to mention it again. But, we've talked about before our little intro music, a little outro music from our buddy Echocraft out there in the world. Mr. Echocraft just released a new album on the places where you go listen for music.
Oh shit, that's right.
It's called A Ribbon of Time.
Yeah.
And, that is Echo, as it's supposed to be spelled. And then, still no spaces, capital K, R-A-F-T.
Kind of like
Echo Craft.
Kind of like the mac and cheese.
Just like the mac and cheese. Yeah. Go check it out. It's fucking brilliant.
It's good.
It's real good. But I wanted to give a quick shout out before I fucking forgot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You can find it on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify,
other fucking places. Wherever you go for music, I'm pretty sure it's there.
Yep.
And if you don't find it, get better music sources.
If you go to Pandora, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not our fault. Your fault?
Yeah.
What the fuck did I play?
What the fuck did you play?
I played a little bit of,
Sky.
I played a little bit of the Sky. I'm a little disappointed at the moment. Like, it's the bug thing. It really kind of, like, again, I don't not want to play it. It's just, it's one of those things where I'm not dedicating the time to play it.
You don't want
to
grind.
Yeah. It's at the point, too, where, like we were talking about, I can jump from literally Atlas interface to Atlas interface without having to worry about anything. And I ground my way back up to the money that I lost. And I think I'm still hanging out in a system where I can get a little bit more. Cause I keep seeing all these ships that I want with like 38 slots. Cause I feel like in one of the updates, they made the larger inventory ships show up more.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier, but I don't have, you know, 28 grand. Nope. Million to spend yet. So, and that was the thing I was going to ask you, Connor, if I don't know if you played much recently, but like as you go further in, do you make more money more easily?
Honestly, I didn't notice any difference. Like it was still like the dynamic resonators closer I got to the center were still 2 times.
Right.
But right. I didn't really notice anything crazy different.
Right.
Plus I haven't been back in recently.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I played a little bit of MLB The Show because you know, got to swing that bat.
Got to play a show.
Got to be a good shortstop.
Got to show everybody how good you are at
good
shortstop.
To be in the player of the game.
That thing.
Yeah. Fuck else did I play? Played a little cornhole. Little outside lawn games, you know. That was pretty much it. There was not a lot of time in the last 2 weeks to play a lot of games.
Mobile game?
Did I play any mobile games? I played a little more Downwell because I want to like that game. I don't know if you remember that game.
I remember that game.
It's a little retro.
It's a retro dungeon crawler.
Yeah, just a dungeon crawler. Thing. You fall down a well.
It's like a side scroller, but instead of going down to right, it's a down. Yeah, you just go, you go down.
I mean, it was entertaining. Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little two dots. Popped open two dots for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Connected some dots. But I went to a baseball game. That was an interesting experience.
Please tell us why it was an interesting experience.
So the game started at 6:30. I got out of work at 6:30.
What was the team?
The Fisher Cats. The Manchester Fisher Cats. Or maybe it's New Hampshire Fisher. I don't know if it... I don't know how they're named.
Who's
It's the somebody Fisher Cats.
Whose minor is that?
Scott, do you know whose minor league team that is?
I don't believe they're an official minor league affiliate.
You sure?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I can pull that up.
Anyway.
Find that out. So, showed up. Figured it was going to be a few innings in. No big deal. Whatever. Ended up being like the fifth inning. Again, no big deal. Whatever.
Okay.
Parked out back-ish. Not illegally, but like just ended up in a spot where we didn't have to pay.
I got the answer, by the way.
What's the answer?
The answer is the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah.
I knew fuck them.
I knew they had an affiliate. So, yeah, it's the Toronto Blue Jays.
And it's a fucking bird.
Yep.
Loving it, Scott.
So we ended up, like, walking up towards the stadium, and there's, like, a smoker exit at one point.
Yeah.
But nobody was standing there, like, paying attention to it. Nobody was selling tickets.
I love minor league nobody. Games.
So we just walked up, looked around, and, like, we were ready to pay for tickets, but nobody was asking for money, so I was like... All right, I'm not gonna go out of my way.
I'm not gonna hand you my money. I'm gonna keep my pocket.
Right. So, you know, got some beers and that was much better. It's a good way to get to sit and watch the game. Good. I watched a girl get beamed by a foul ball and then a little piece of shit kid run over and take the ball from her. Oh, I heckled the fucking shit out of that kid.
I would have heckled the fucking
shit out of
that kid.
And he did not give
too.
The ball back. His parents were not happy. I was like, you're pieces of shit too.
Ah.
That girl just got hit in the fucking face with a ball. And your little asshole kid took it.
How old was this girl?
Were they mad at the heckling or mad at their son for being a douchebag?
The heckling. They saw no problem with the things that he did. He was probably like 14 or 15, like old enough to fucking know.
But how old was the girl who got
She was probably like somewhere between 10 and 12.
Okay.
Oh, and now you're definitely an asshole.
Like you're a little piece asshole. Of shit.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you're a fucking cunt.
Kid, you're probably not listening because we don't talk about Call of Duty and, you know, like dumb shit
being
like that.
A prick.
So fuck off. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. I also got to see the left fielder just absolutely botch a catch. He dropped it, missed it picking it up off the ground, fucking missed it again. It ended up behind him, and we just sat there with the fucking slow clap, just ready to go.
Is there anything lower than the Fisher Cats?
I don't know, but he's probably going there. It was not pretty.
The way you were slowly saying absolutely, I thought you were going to say he did like what that French gymnast did where he broke a leg and everyone could hear it.
No.
Yeah.
No, he just
everyone
sucked.
In the entire world heard that and cringed at the same time. And in their head went, thank God that's not me.
Right. Other than that, not much.
No?
Nah. What right. about you, Conhor?
I did a lot with the last 2 weeks. I didn't play No Man's Sky because
no?
I don't think I'm gonna go back to it.
Ever?
Well, you know, not until there's like a big update.
Yeah,
I want
some things. Yeah. I think that's the thing. Like, I think I just need some things. Give me some things.
This cool universe that's boring as shit.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, didn't play that. I instead installed Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, shit. How far did you get?
Started playing that.
Did you go to Mexico?
No, not yet.
I'm still stuck in Mexico.
I fought that wave of, you know, Bill whatever, the Bill Asshole's friends.
Yep.
And then I've met the Wes Dickens asshole and...
Oh, okay.
Met
so you're...
that grave robber asshole, Seth.
Yep.
What an asshole. They're all assholes.
He's a weird dude.
Everybody's assholes. And then Bonnie McFarlane, who's just like, I love you. And you're like, but I have a wife.
Yeah. Like, she definitely wants the dick, but... You got
I know
wife.
You want the dick. I know your dad wants to have somebody give you the dick so you can
right.
get off his case.
Right.
But no. My name's John Marston and I can't give you the dick. I'm
right.
married to
right.
a different person.
Some other lady.
Yep. And the whole time you're like, he's not fucking married. Then you get to the end of the game and you're like, shit, he's married.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't really talk about his family until, well, they kind of do, but
I mean,
not really.
The game's like, what, 7, 8 years old?
Yeah.
Deal with it. Yeah. Deal with it.
Play it, you prick. It's a great fucking story.
Yeah. It's a good ass time. I also installed Halo Reach, played the
Ooh.
First couple levels of that game. That's my favorite Halo game. And then recently I did something I didn't think I was going to do. I've been listening to Return of the King again.
Yeah?
As like my audiobooks to finish fucking The Lord of the Rings, because
you didn't go back to Ready Player One again?
I read 1 and 2 in the audiobooks, and then I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not going to read the third one because
I find that they did a great job in the movie with Return of the King, especially the extended edition. Like, they cut out all the shit I didn't need from the book, but kept in the things that should have been in there anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Great.
Return of the King, I was just like, end! I get it!
It's like, we did it, Sam. We got the ring into the fire. Let's hug. Hug. Fade to black. Fade in from black. Are you fucking kidding me? The eagles are coming to save him. Fade to white. Fade in from white. All right, great. The king is the king. Everyone clap. Okay, not you hobbits. You don't have to clap.
Fuck you.
We'll bow to you guys, actually. Fade to black. Fucking.
More hobbits.
A map. And then we went back to the Shire. Fade in, more hobbits.
Yeah. Even though they did that, they still did a better job than the
fade
book did.
Fade to black
ending.
In a bar. Fade in, Sam's getting married. Fade to black again. Frodo's writing a story. Fade to black.
This is why I wouldn't let you fucking explain Lord of the Rings to these people.
Fade in.
Because we'd still be here.
Fade in.
The end of Return of the King.
In a carriage. Okay, Bilbo, we're going to the shore. I don't know why we're going there. Okay, whatever. They leave. Sam,
super old Bilbo.
They leave. Everyone watches the boat go away. Fade to black. Fade in. Sam goes home and greets his children. Fade to black. The end. Question mark?
Question mark?
I fucking hate the end of that movie. It's way too many fake outs.
What else?
I watched Lord of the Rings Return of the King today, actually. So
That's why I know that. That was very specific.
That's why I know that. It was the extended edition, too, and you're 100% right.
Right. Like, they do all the things that needed to be in that movie, cut out all the shit.
But I also downloaded Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor again, because I haven't played that game in a while, and I love cutting the heads off of orcs.
Oh, I gotta go back to that game.
Holy shit, at this point, though,
I think I have to start over, because my...
Oh, that's what I did, yeah, absolutely.
All of my war chiefs and shit have to be obnoxious at this point.
Actually, Game of the Year edition was $20 on the store.
Shit.
Yeah, because it's a 2-year-old game, so...
Bought it.
That was fun. And then one of my good friends who I used to play Halo Reach with a lot, he finally got an Xbox One and he was like, dude, download Halo 5. So I said, it's already downloaded. Let me open it up right now. And then there was a 25 GB update. So that finished.
Titties.
Played the first level of that today. First couple levels.
Nice.
That's a good game. And I forgot how good it was because Fallout came out right after it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Yep.
Far
out. And like I said, I watched Rick and Morty. That was great. And I also watched Pacific Rim because Titanfall gave me a boner for giant robots fighting things.
Giant mech suits?
Yep. Giant mech suits.
Fair.
So I watched Pacific Rim, which is, it's a Guillermo del Toro movie. It's great. Let's be honest. But it's not that substantive.
I've seen the first half hour and I was like, at the time I was like, I am not at a state of mind where this is going to be fun for me right now.
You mean you weren't fucking high out of your mind?
I was not fucking mind-numbingly stoned.
Yeah.
Still a great movie.
It's a wonderful
movie. I imagine, but I wasn't in the frame of mind to want to watch it at that point. I got to go back.
But yeah, that's basically what I did. Play a little bit more Titanfall. I'm really good at Titanfall.
Yeah, you keep telling me to download it. I haven't done it yet.
I'm either really good at Titanfall
or the
people who are currently playing it suck dicks. And yeah, the most I've ever seen online so far has been about like 3,700 concurrent players right now. So there's like nobody playing that game.
There's barely anybody. And that's interesting considering the whole reason you're playing Titanfall is because Titanfall 2 is coming out.
Yeah.
You know, warm up, get ready.
Plus it was on sale on Xbox like two, like,
was
like
it
last
free
month
or, is it still
or something
free?
Like that. It's not free, but no, it was like on sale for dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Like $5 two or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that game. So wait, when you say you're good, are you good at killing NPC or are you good at killing a little bit of both?
Everything.
Nice.
Okay. I'm the top of the list with like 30 plus fucking NPC kills and then like 6 pilot kills and 2 Titan kills. And
okay.
I'm just like, died 5 times, feeling good.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Well, that's, I talked about it last week, like, or 2 weeks ago now. I liked that game because I think it was the first game I've seen in a while that really introduced and did well NPC AI combat.
Yeah.
Like the drones, what are they, fucking sentries or whatever?
Spectres. Grunts, yeah.
Yeah. Like they were, and...
Both of them are stupid, because they run into a room and they'll stare at you for 2 minutes
right.
with their gun aimed at you, and then they'll start running, and then they'll start shooting you while they're running, and you're like,
dead.
The only thing I ever hated is when I wasn't paying attention to what came behind me, and then I saw I get killed by a grunt, and I was like, you stupid asshole.
The worst thing, when you're not paying attention to what's going on behind you, and somebody comes behind and kills you, because when they come from behind and kill you, they twist your neck backwards, so yep. It's just like,
oh, hi!
All of a sudden, you don't have control over your camera anymore, and it's just like, hello, how are you?
Oh, hi!
You have a broken neck now.
Hey there, how nice. You doing?
Yeah. What's the next game? What is the next game release, Connor, that I'm going to care about?
Fucking BioShock comes out tomorrow.
Oh, shit, son.
But I don't know if I'm going to buy it because I just bought Shadow of Mordor for $20 and I want to play through that. I just re-downloaded Halo 5 and I replayed that campaign, so.
Well, I mean, we've been promising these people for like 25 episodes that.
No, you're going to fucking play it. And we're going to record it. That's going to happen soon as shit.
So that's going to happen, folks.
We just got to work out logistics first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once that's figured out, we're good. We can do it.
It's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm.
Oh, BioShock.
One of my favorites.
I'm kind of excited.
That's going to be fun to watch.
My only problem with BioShock 1 and 2 is BioShock 1 and 2 have the early 2000s protagonist problem, which is...
It gave me nightmares because of the Sanders?
No, you're a fucking mute.
Yeah,
you're a goddamn mute who can't speak for himself. And when people go, do everything for us, because we're just going to sit in this one room here.
Yeah, as long as you integrate it in the story, I'm less annoyed. Like, if you make cheeky jokes about it, but also, it's okay if I speak.
No, it is firmly integrated into the story.
Oh, it definitely is, yeah. Like, and you will definitely see it too, but at the same time, like, some games, like, Dead Space is the one for me.
Then you get to Booker, and Booker just talks a lot.
Yeah. Dead Space is the one for me. About halfway through Dead Space, I like someone's like, all right, Isaac, you gotta go do this thing. And I'm like, I wish I could say fucking no to you right now, because I seem to be the only one out of the three of us who wanna get off this fucking ship. Fix the engines. Fair. Sure. Fix the computer. What? Fix the communications thing. I get an engineer, but why?
Guys, no one else is coming to this fucking ship.
Did you bring a spacesuit? Then what the fuck am I doing all this for?
That's fair.
What is it? Half-Life is the worst.
Yes, you never speak. They do a good job of making it kind of funny, though.
They do, you're right.
Gordon Fremont.
Still waiting for Half-Life 3.
I'm kidding.
Are you?
A little bit.
I'm still waiting for Half-Life 3, but I know I'm never going to get it. Yeah, I know I'm never going to get it.
I won't say never. I mean, they made another Ghostbusters movie.
Fucking 10-year anniversary edition.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 10 years since Halo 2, episode 2, so
there you go. Ayo.
This will be in like 15 years.
Now that's a mini-series.
Let's talk about some shit.
What was that news that you were talking about this morning, fuckers?
I don't know. Yeah, so the news that came out today is September the 12th, RIP. The Last Guardian got delayed another 4 or 5 weeks or something. The original release date that they had come out with was October 25th. It got pushed back to December 6th.
On this edition of Masterpiece Theater, we present dates of games that are now coming out at the end of November/December. We have Fractured But Whole, Last Guardian, and Final Fantasy 15 within the span of like 8 to 10 days, probably. Oh,
this is what happened last year with Halo and Fallout and like another game too.
I am fairly certain that I've talked about this very early on in our episodes, but I don't understand why you give me a release date so far out when you're not fucking ready. Drives me crazy.
I get it.
It's goddamn lies.
I don't know either. Speaking of release dates, though, and marketing.
Blame GameStop.
Mass Effect.
Check, girl.
Doing an okay job with this shit.
Yeah,
because they're
it.
Keeping everything under wraps, because fuck them. I want to see more goddamn space.
Yeah, but it works.
But I want space.
I know. It's coming.
So
it looks so beautiful.
So there was a announcement last Wednesday, the 7th.
Yeah.
Yes, 7th.
About the iPhone, we're going to talk about that. And then there was also one about PlayStation. So it was called, they announced the Neo finally. It's called the PlayStation 4 Pro.
For Pro.
It's meant for 4K displays and everything. It's meant to give you high quality gaming. It's meant to do all these cool things. But what I'm really psyched about is they showed off some Mass Effect Andromeda during it. And holy shit.
I like that they, when I watched the video, they're like, if you're not watching this in 4K, you should turn it off and come back. I'm like, fuck you, I'm going to watch it here first and then wait to watch it in 4K.
I watched it on my computer, which is a high resolution, and it went to 1440 was the highest I could get, which is A-okay. Then I went to work the next day and brought it to 4K, and whoo!
Damn.
Shit.
Damn.
It's great. We got a 5K monitor at work, so I can do that.
It's pretty.
Yeah. Fucking Mass Effect. Looks great. This is what I wrote down. Holy shit. 2 exclamation points.
It's important.
Holy shit? Question marks. Holy shit. All caps. 2 exclamation points.
You couldn't decide which one you wanted to go with?
No, all three at the same time. Okay. Holy shit. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
The heroes seem to be brother and sister. So instead of being Fem Shep or Male Shep, you choose one of these two siblings.
I like that a little better.
It's cool. And apparently the E3 trailer that came out where you see the guy kind of selecting the planet and then he goes into the, you know, he jumps around and you're like, oh my God, this is Mass Effect. This is great. He's their dad.
Oh.
Yeah. That's I want to know if the other sibling's going to be a playable character that you get to have on your squad.
No. So when, apparently the way it works is that when you choose one of them, if you choose like the guy, your sister is somewhere out there in the universe also exploring, but you don't run into her. And if you choose the girl, your brother's out there in the universe exploring. You don't get to run into him.
So are they in two different universes then, or are they still both in Andromeda?
I think they're either both in Andromeda, is Andromeda and one's in the Milky Way.
I want to know if there's parallel stories.
Maybe.
I want to know how deep this shit goes.
Well, officially,
they're not going to tell you.
Officially, EA has you know, given the ultimate cock tease and said, we're going to tell you more on N7 Day.
That I said would be right.
November 7th, we're going to hear more about Mass Effect.
Yeah, girl.
Until then, I just have to watch all those trailers, get a raging hard boner, and try to put it away while also throwing money at my computer screen. Good time.
Aw. Sounds fantastic.
Now, I think we talked about it before the podcast, but I'll mention it right now. There's currently a sale on iTunes, $10 movies.
Yeah, girl. We just looked through them.
10 movies in a collection that you can buy for $10. So $1.
It's a dollar movie.
Good shit.
Walmart can't even get
that. Check it out. It's good times.
There aren't many good movies in those collections.
Yeah, I think there's one or two, like, collections.
Because they're only stuck between the years of 2006 and 2016.
Basically, sure. Yeah.
As opposed to
old movies.
There should be a lot better movies than that.
And exactly what happened, like, most of, like, any of the ones that I, like, liked, I already own. Like, 3 of the movies that are in that collection, and I don't want most of the other ones. So. But they're good, though. If you don't have them, go check them out.
If you've never watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall, watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You should do it.
Yeah.
Buy it for $1.
If you haven't watched Hot Rod, go watch Hot Rod.
Yeah.
It's a good-ass movie.
Also, 21 and 22 Drum Street.
Sure.
I want to talk about some news that came out last week that I never got to, obviously, because,
Oh, yeah.
Stranger Things Season 2 was officially announced.
Yeah. That's pretty rare for them to not announce it like the fucking second day it's out for Netflix. Usually they're like, you know what? We're doing a second season.
I think they were trying to work it out, but the Duffer brothers hadn't come to them with like a conclusive script yet.
Sure.
So once they came with that, they were like, yes, let's fucking do it.
Right.
The trailer that I saw on Twitter and on YouTube had like the Stranger Things logo that came in and said season 2. And it like showed all the names of the different episodes it's going to be for the next season.
Right.
Sounds pretty good. PlayStation Plus games for September has Journey in it. It's pretty sweet.
It's about it.
If you haven't played Journey, fucking do it.
Do
now.
It. I finally played it. It's great.
It's so good.
I haven't done Abzu though.
You didn't, you finished Journey though?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's like it's one sit, you know?
Yeah.
I just did it.
So it's a long sit. That's all you gotta do.
I want to go back and do it again because there's some trophies, even though I don't care about the trophies, but they're easy enough that I think it'd be fun to play again.
Yeah.
You know.
I also wrote last week as just a category topic, DDoS. Because two things last week or the beginning of September that got fucked from DDoS attacks, the Battlefield 1 alpha or beta, whatever closed test they're doing right now.
Alpha.
Sure. DDoS. they got fucked. World of Warcraft got DDoS'd on its launch for Legion, which happened...
Of course it did.
September 1st or whatever the fuck. And then what I wrote in my book was, why? Fuck you. This makes no sense. Seriously, why would someone DDoS?
They just want to be an asshole.
That's the only thing I could think of, is you just want to be an asshole.
They're trying to
asshole.
Ruin somebody else's good time.
Yeah.
Like, you just want to watch a few thousand people get real pissed.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's it, too. It's a few thousand people getting fucking pissed at you.
Yep.
Yeah.
My thing is that, you know, it's been, what, a couple years now? Can't you figure out some ways to try to stop that? You know?
Yeah, I mean, like, especially for a game like a closed test for Battlefield.
Right.
How do you DDoS that?
Right. That's where I'm a little impressed, but also mad. Something, what the fuck?
Something like the Christmas thing with the Xbox and PlayStation when they got DDoS and you couldn't make a new account. I get that.
Like,
it's making an account with like a public service like that.
Right. But this is a closed fucking invite only goddamn beta alpha thingy.
Also, World of Warcraft. Why the fuck do you care? Let the nerds do what they want to do.
Let the nerds be in their house all alone, being nerdy.
Paying a subscription fee.
Fuckers.
Meh. I don't know. I'm strongly thinking about playing WoW, because you can do the first 20 levels for free.
Oh, yeah, true.
Meh. I don't care. It's World of Warcraft. It's never done anything for me. Original Warcraft did stuff for me, where it was like tactical strategy.
And now there's only one RTS that even fucking still holds up anywhere, and it's StarCraft 2.
Yep.
It's a good game.
Yeah, it is a good game.
Built.
But I'm not Korean.
Construct additional pylons.
But I am not Korean.
You must construct additional pylons. By the way, I told you guys about the Honest trailer for No Man's Sky. There is a StarCraft 2 Honest trailer, and
that's great.
It's so fucking funny. It's like,
Are you Korean?
You're constantly assailed by people yelling at you about random shit, and then you hear the guy in the background, not enough energy. Oh my god.
That's accurately funny.
So, there was also an announcement about the Titanfall 2 Titans. There's like six of them.
Shit.
Do they look awesome.
Do they combine to form one giant Voltron-ish Titan?
No, but they all have their own like, thing.
Yeah. Titron. Like, I want that.
There's a Titan called Ronin, and the Ronin Titan is quick and has a giant sword.
Samurai!
Yeah.
Yeah. So this completely
Samurai
racist.
Titan, are you correct? Yeah. There's one called Scorch, which has like a thing called a fire whip where he can like slam one hand down and it does like a line of fire. And then he has another like a ground pound technique where it'll just like waves of fire will come out around him on like an epicenter.
Ooh. There's one called Bubbles where he just blows bubbles.
No, it's not Bubbles. I forget. There's one.
It's not fucking Katamari.
I forget. It's not like laser, but it's like beam or something stupid fucking like that. Blade. Laser. Blazer.
Blazor.
But there's this one Ion. That's his name. It's fucking Ion. Jesus Christ. What he does is he shoots a giant beam out of his chest like fucking Iron Man.
Nice.
So, looked awesome. And there was one that had them all like show up and just like show off a couple things. And there were individual videos on YouTube for each individual Titan and what they're up to. So, it looked really cool.
Nice.
After playing Titanfall 1 again for a little while, I definitely want Titanfall 2 and I want to play.
What's the release date?
Fucking your October mom? 13th, I think?
Oh, that's not that far.
It's not super far away, no.
And I trust them not to delay.
Yeah.
I do not have it written down. I do not.
You'll do
no,
better.
I do not. Wait. No, I do not.
Oh, man, Election Day is coming up really fucking soon. Holy shit.
Yeah, girl. It's coming.
Yeah. So, there's also a new Friday the 13th trailer for the game.
Oh?
Did you see? You guys know about the game, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
There was somebody who, like, didn't know about the game the other day, and they were like, check it out. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I knew about this the day it came out. Like, the day that they...
I have a pretty good feeling I know who that person was, and I hate them.
Yeah.
For this reason.
I think that...
You think that I think I'm right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
It also doesn't surprise me that they didn't know, because, you know, dumb.
Yep. But it was like to a song, and the song was like XIII.
Yeah,
like it was 13th spelled though, like Roman numerals.
Oh, gotcha.
But you just see Jason killing these teenagers in every fucking which way, and it's great.
Nice,
great.
I forget. Do you play as Jason or do you play as stupid teenagers?
It's like, Evolve.
Okay.
So there's a group of you playing as teenagers. There's one person playing as Jason.
Gotcha.
And he will come and fucking find you.
That's fucking great. I'm excited.
I want them, if it comes out really well, I want them to do other ones like that, like a Friday the 13th one would rule.
That'd be great.
It'd be tough to do the, not what I'm talking about, Friday the 13th, holy shit. Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street is what I
knew what you meant, but.
Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street would be tough to do though, cause it's hard to like get into people's dreams.
Eh.
Yeah, but without, like, while it's still being that kind of Evolve-esque game.
Right.
It's tough to do that like a dream thing.
Right. It'd be interesting if they could figure it out.
It'd be interesting. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But no. I just hope it's not like fucking Rocksteady in the Batman games where it's like, hey, you guys made three of these games. You did great. Now, who's the next superhero you're going to do?
Right.
And they're like, we're going to remaster all those Batman games that you love so fucking much. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Batman. Yeah. Batman's good shit.
Which they announced the collection's coming out in like a couple of weeks or something.
They delayed it indefinitely, I thought.
Yeah, they delayed it forever.
No, but they recently announced last week that it's coming out.
Oh, good. Okay, I didn't see that again then.
Do you know when? Switch.
It indefinitely is like October 28th. One sec. Return to Arkham. Return to...
Maybe it was a way to like see how much people, how many people like actually wanted it. They're like, yeah, we're not going to release it. Who's going to get mad? Anybody raise their hand? Nobody? Oh, everybody! Okay, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Gets a release date.
Okay.
God, I don't care about
this. While you're looking for that, there was an... Bethesda announced that Sony has blocked mod support on PS4 for Fallout 4 and for the upcoming Skyrim remaster. So, Xbox allows you to do mods.
Yeah.
Sony is not letting you do that. I don't know why.
Sony's weird.
Sony is weird.
I mean, I appreciate them and they give me my console, but they're weird. It's yeah. October 18th. October 18th.
October 18th? Cool.
Wow. It's Return to Arkham.
That's pretty close then.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's coming up.
Shit, girl. Yeah. Sony doing their thing.
Oh, Sony.
Speaking of Sony, that announcement for the PlayStation 4 Pro was... I had just watched the Apple keynote and like that may have jaded me a little bit, but
sure.
Boy, was it not the best.
It wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. Because they came out, they made it look like it was going to be like an E3 kind of deal, but then it was what it was. Which,
right.
Which wasn't good. It was right. It was like a fucking investor meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing we actually haven't talked about yet. What's coming to fucking iOS and other mobile platforms, even though they didn't really mention other mobile platforms, but it's I don't think it's exclusively soon, yeah. iOS.
Mario.
Mario! Brand new game.
Yeah.
Mario Run?
Super Mario Run.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just an endless runner because you have to run as Mario because that's what he does.
Right.
Same thing. I mean,
it looks fun.
Because if I remember that famous quote from Mario, it's gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast.
See, here's the thing that I'm interested in. They did not say how much it was going to be. They just said it would be just a one-time payment, like no in-app
purchase.
$3 to $5. Yeah, it's at least, like, I won't be surprised if I see $4.99. I'm going to be annoyed if I see $4.99.
I'm going to be annoyed if I see $9.99. Because it's $10, fuck that.
It's a fucking scroller.
Like, what about three easy payments of $9.99?
No. Billy Mays won't entice me with his sweet deals.
No. I just,
get,
I don't.
You get a third Mario Runner for free.
Oh, shit.
I just don't, like, it's cool, it's great, I don't.
Why does everything have to be an endless runner?
Why?
Everything. Why?
Why does it have to be vertical runner?
I just want something more complicated than an endless runner. This game literally has one button.
Yeah, you tap, it goes up. You tap again, he goes up again.
You tap longer, and he'll go higher.
Higher. Yep. Like every other slide scroller ever.
Yep.
Side scroller, not slide scroller.
Temple same, Run same was way. Swipe, swipe, swipe up.
Yep.
Swipe down. Swipe. Swipe, 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 swipe.
And I understand, like, it's incredibly easy and, you know, the efficient way to make a game for mobile, but don't charge me $10.
The whole thing with the iPhone 7 announcement was they keep touting console-level graphics in the iPhone 7. Fucking then prove it to me,
if
guys.
If it was console-level graphics, it would be a console.
They didn't say what console. It's, it could be Dreamcast.
Atari. We're channeling our inner Wii, guys. While everybody else is going to HD, we're fucking sitting at 480p for
you. Speaking of consoles, have you guys seen... I've read a number of articles recently. When I say a number, like maybe three, that are speaking to this next generation, or even this generation, being the last generation of console, as far as like generational console. I don't understand. I think they're talking about it being more modular, but I don't believe it. I think it's horseshit.
I mean, I don't believe it either because the whole thing that makes console so widely used is the one-time purchase of it.
Yep.
You buy an Xbox One, you have an Xbox One.
I'm not saying that they're not going to try, but it's going to be a fucking miserable experience.
My goal is to get a Scorpio. Like, that's what I'm going to do, but like I hope that they don't release like a you know, for all intents and purposes, like a fucking just PC rig.
Right.
That they're calling a console in the future. Like, that would just be stupid, in my opinion.
Right.
You want a better processor? We released a new one this year. Put it in. Yeah. Right. Like, it's cool. Modular would be cool because that means you could always be playing at ultra. Like, ultra settings for graphics and performance and everything. But at the same time, it's...
But I think that misses... Too much fucking money. I think that misses the point of the people who play console, though.
It's for the game.
Right. It's not...
For shit.
Like, it's not... It's not PC. There's a reason why there's, you know, the Master Race and the rest of us. That's why it exists.
Right now, I'm not a PC gamer. Right now, the only thing that PC has going for it that the others don't until PlayStation releases it is VR.
Yep.
That's what they got going for them.
Well, I would say too,
they can,
like,
be a workhorse for that.
I would say the other thing with PC is, like, I see more prices on games that I would rather pay.
Oh, fuck yeah. Steam has
Steam
the best
does an
prices.
Incredibly good job with, like, reasonable pricing.
Yeah, but they have a sale every week.
Yeah.
They have
reasonable pricing and a sale every week. Yeah. Like, that's the one area where I wish that console, Xbox, PlayStation, I'm not going to put Nintendo in there because they got a lot of things to figure out, but I wish that they would figure that out. Like,
boy, does Nintendo have a lot of things to figure out.
A lot of things to figure out.
Hey, like, guys, we're going back to cartridges.
What? Why?
Just fucking get rid of CDs and cartridges altogether and go to direct downloads. What the fuck are you doing, Nintendo?
Yeah, but we want physical media.
Nintendo
cartridges last forever.
We're Japanese.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know what the Japanese are doing. I imagine they're sitting in a room like Ready Player One style.
I imagine they're sitting in a room and there's a whole bunch of cats and young 20-something-year-old girls dressed up as maids serving them coffee.
You could have just said cat girls. I would have been fine with cat girls.
No, no, no. I'm combining a cat cafe and a maid cafe into one cafe. The boardroom.
You've heard of an air-gapped computer? Yeah?
No.
Not
so never plugged into the internet?
Computer? Air-gapped. There is absolutely no connection to the outside world to that computer.
Oh, man.
I imagine that's what their boardroom is like. Where they make all these decisions. There is no external input from anywhere.
Where do I go to the bathroom? The corner.
The fucking corner. You'll know which
and
one.
Face the corner, too. I don't want to look at you when you're doing
We're
that.
Japan. We don't even have regular toilets. We have super futuristic toilets and holes in grounds.
I really want to go to Japan at some point. I don't know if I want to go soon or if I want to go for, like, the Olympics in 2020 or something like that. That'd be cool, but... I am not excited to use a Japanese toilet.
It's a hole in the ground.
Well, not just the hole in the ground Japanese toilets. I'm talking about the Japanese toilets that have like 50 buttons on it, of which you know the flush button and a button looks like it's going to spray some water up your ass.
I can say from experience of having been to Japan, you've seen the Simpsons episode where they go to Japan and they touch the toilet and it just does like a little water fountain thing.
Oh no, I haven't.
So basically, I think it's the Mr. Sparkles episode, or the episode where they get trapped in Japan.
I'm gonna throw something out here right now. Not the biggest Simpsons fan in the world.
Yeah, I've probably seen the episode, but I don't
remember. And there goes half our viewership. See you guys.
Bye. So anyway. Basically, they get to the hotel, and Lisa's just like, look, the toilet's so fancy. And Lisa presses one button, and it's just like, I am here to clean your anus. And then it just starts shooting water everywhere and just, like, does, like, a water fountain-like thing, like some Disney parade-esque shit. And I remember being in Japan and just, like, having to go to the bathroom. And, like, I just hear my dad... And then I got out of the bathroom, and then my dad goes in, and I just hear him yell upset. He's just like, they just shot... Get water up my ass. I'm just like, yeah, it's a bidet.
There's a bidet button, guys.
Yeah.
He's just like, this is the best thing ever.
It's weird.
Like, thanks, Dad.
That's one thing we don't have here. Fancy toilets that shoot water up our
ass. Yeah, we're not a bidet people.
No, we're not.
No.
No.
Bidet.
We should. Bidet to you, sir.
Should we?
Should we?
Should we?
I mean.
Should we?
All right.
Shrug.
I mean, I don't see why
not. You guys couldn't see me shrug, so I'll just say it. Shrug.
Shrug.
Man. You ever watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, my name's Artemis, and I have a bleached asshole.
That's where I'd heard that name before.
Was it?
When I was reading Ready Player One, I was like, where have I heard Artemis before?
Fucking It's
Always
Sunny.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, well, she's now a main character on that show, Son of Zorn, that's premiering in like a couple of weeks.
Really?
It showed up after one of the games last night. on Fox, and I was laughing my ass off. Because basically, like, what if He-Man had a kid and he came to Orange County to help raise his kid?
Now the problem is when I'm going to go back and read Ready Player One, reread Ready Player One, yeah.
I'm going to imagine Artemis as that fucking sea monster.
Well, have you seen they're filming in like Atlanta right now, Ready Player One, and yeah. like there's some of the sets are like they're leaking photos from it. It's so good.
Ooh.
Yeah. So good.
Ooh, I'm ready.
I'm about to find some of that. Yeah.
It looks like their Oklahoma City looks like a rundown piece of shit.
Good.
Amazing. Also known as Atlanta.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah, it wasn't hard to really spruce that up. They just put up a sign that says Oklahoma City. Like, we're here!
Good job.
I don't have any other stuff. Just to answer the kind of question you had at the very beginning, though.
Yeah.
Yes, there was a Wizard of Oz game at the iPhone event, and it was weird. You're correct.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It looked like a classic turn-based RPG kind of deal, where, like, it was the Scarecrow with like a wizard staff fighting like flying monkeys.
Oh, you know what? You know what else was at that? That's really weird. But you just reminded me of something else that happened at the Apple event.
Pokemon Go
had an update for the Apple Watch,
or will
have an update for the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
That if it had come out originally, I would probably still give a shit.
Honestly,
but I don't.
Honestly, I may just re-download it so I can just fucking hatch some eggs here.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
It,
for those of you guys who didn't see it though, they're gonna get a Apple Watch app. So that way when you're walking around outside, it'll kind of pulse if there's a Pokestop near you.
Well, from what I understand from the way they described it, and it's the way they described it, so I had to like sort of piece it together. It doesn't just do it in the background. You have to like start the Pokemon Go workout, and then fucking do the thing where you go and it'll go, and then it'll buzz you to let you know there's a Squirtle nearby.
Yeah, exactly.
And shit.
And you can pull out your phone to get it if you want to, or you can just keep on with your walk. You can hatch your shit through that. You know, it just does all these things.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's Pokemon Go. I mean,
yeah,
I was interested in that,
like, but at the same time, like I said, like, you should have released that on release.
True.
Like, I feel like at this point, on the original release, like the release of the game, like,
when
I
you
feel
said
like
it just sounded weird.
You should have released cared that about this game.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, I feel like, and I don't know what the concurrent user base is right now, but I can't imagine that
seven.
It's anywhere near what it was.
The concurrent user base is seven.
Like, well, yeah. and here's the thing.
We work with all
I
seven
think
of
the
them.
People that are still playing are seven. Not number.
Maybe.
But age.
Maybe.
I don't know. Whatever.
Some people are into it. It's whatever.
You know, good on you.
There was a Nintendo Direct. I don't really remember too much of the details. I think Skyward Sword came out on the Wii U eStore. There was a lot about 3DS stuff, though. Like, they talked a little bit more about the new Pokemon game.
There was
new Snorlax.
Some PAX West stuff.
There was some stuff at PAX West, yeah. I forget exactly
they announced the new, like, Sonic Mania thing.
Holy shit, I forgot about that.
Connor remembered something.
We went to see Acquisitions, Inc.
Holy shit, we went to go see Acquisitions, Inc.
Rob remembered something, too.
Oh, my God! That was a good time. Hey, yeah. Chucky.
I was drafting at a wedding.
That's okay.
I was not drafting because...
He was skipping his draft.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I wanted to, but there was no goddamn service in that movie theater.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah.
So,
I did watch Acquisitions, Inc.
What was the service that brought it to the...
Fathom Events.
Same
thing that does, like, the DBZ movies.
Yeah.
Well, they've done...
Or Killing Joke.
Usually where I see Fathom show up, like, especially at that theater, is, like, if there's a big concert, like a orchestral concert or, like, an opera going on, and they'll stream it in if you're a fucking weirdo and you want to watch it.
Exactly.
Whatever floats your boat.
So, we went to go see that. It was hosted
at
Fathom event. We got a free D&D adventure guide with too. Ruled. But it was very funny. I fell asleep for an hour.
Yeah, no, as Chuck pointed out to us, we both fell asleep for the hour that didn't really matter.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, what a bunch of assholes, we fell asleep. It was at 9:30. It started at 9:30 on a goddamn Sunday night.
Now,
and it was 3 hours long.
PAX Prime, sorry. PAX West.
PAX West.
PAX Prime.
you spelled Prime wrong.
It started at 6 p.m. Eastern,
sure.
Which is 9 p.m.
My friend was front row for that.
It's great.
Nice. It was really good.
I was in the back row of a movie theater. It was fucking awesome. Yeah, but I took a little nap, rested my eyes, woke up when all the fighting was going on.
There was a big dragon. There was big giants.
I think it was a little shaky there, and like at some point, like I don't know that we were fully gonna go, but I'm glad that we did. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
We got fake Mexican food beforehand.
Yep.
Well,
Mexican food.
It was real Mexican food, but it was the place was like, you know,
it was like American
Mexican
style.
Food.
Yeah.
Plus burgers and wraps, whatever the fuck else you want.
Shorty's Mexican Roadhouse.
What? Beautiful old, what was that, Manchester?
Hooksett, technically. Hooksett, New Hampshire. You ever find yourself there? Shorty's Mexican Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Word.
What else you guys got? Anything?
Pretty much covers it, other than the fact that we forgot about Acquisitions Inc.
It's football season now, so...
Oh, yeah. You guys are in some fantasy leagues. Yep. How did your first couple games go?
As of right now, I am winning.
Because tonight is the end of week one, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Winning one, losing one right now.
I will certainly win one. The other one is just going to be a little bit of how the points play out.
Is the other one the one that you really auto-drafted?
I ended up auto-drafting them both.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Both of them were straight auto-draft. So the first week with an auto-draft, I'm okay. It's okay.
Is it okay?
When it comes down to fantasy football, if you auto-draft, you're good for the first week because you're going to auto-draft decent players.
Yeah.
Because the way it's just going to fall. But after that, you got to do some work because you may put up decent numbers, but you're not going to win. You know, you gotta do some trading. You gotta find those diamonds in the rough.
The diamond in the rough?
Yeah.
You mean the baseball diamond?
Yeah.
In the rough?
See what I did there?
Yeah. Playoffs.
I did.
Everyone's close.
Playoffs. Everybody's close, except for the Yankees.
Playoffs.
No, they're close. They're a game out of a wild card.
No shit. I guess that 7 straight streak helped a lot. They lost yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Sad face.
They're a game or 2 games out of wild card, I forgot.
That's pretty good, because they weren't anywhere near it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Help
shit.
When everyone else is beating up on each other, as we will continue to do for the time being.
Sure.
Because that is what the AL, this entire month, the AL East plays the AL East.
Nope. It's just going to move around until the season's over, and then we'll find out what happens.
One sec. Where are they playing?
That actually makes me feel like I was not prepared to heckle the guy at the brewery yesterday who heckled me for my Yankees hat. You know, he's like, well, one of us is going to the playoffs. And I was like, yeah, well, fuck you. But now, one of us might also maybe be going to the playoffs.
Now, fuck him, sir.
Fuck
for real.
No, sir.
Fuck you.
I say to you, sir, fuck you today.
Meh.
So I'm going to ask a big question. I want you guys to answer on Facebook.
Boobies.
Our Facebook, which is Turn-Based Explicit Adventure on the Ooh, Facebook. Or at our Twitter, which is @TBExplicitADV. Fuck, you can even email me the answer to this question, which is turnbasedexplicitadventure@gmail.com.
When was the last time you checked it?
What the fuck should I have for dinner?
Ooh.
There's so many options.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go to Chick-fil-A. I don't want to. It's really far away.
Yeah.
But yeah. I could do Chipotle. I could do Qdoba. I could do...
I mean, I'm going to Butcher Boy, and I'm going to get some stuff
to cook
for the rest of the week.
I'm lazy as fuck, though. I have a lot of food that I could cook for the week, but I just want to eat, like, some
I
sloppy, gross food.
I can't pay for meals
food.
This entire week. I need to actually do stuff.
No, that's fine. That was me Fair. 2 weeks ago. I'm thinking going home, going to Wendy's, getting a fucking
Ooh.
Baconator, and hating myself 30 minutes after I finish eating it.
Yummy.
No, yeah. Baconator's cool.
Oh, trust me, the Baconator's cool. I'm going to love it. It's just
then
30,
I'm gonna
minutes,
have a coma.
30 minutes later, I'm going to be playing video games and going, fuck, why did I do that to myself?
It'll be fun, though.
Yeah.
You'll like it.
I would get some Papa John's, but the Papa John's near me doesn't do
Not
delivery
so
to me.
What?
Well, it's in Somerville, and I'm in Medford. It's kind of
far
away. Yeah. So, there's options, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an Anna's Taqueria near me, which if you guys live in the
which
Boston
really,
area,
that sounds a lot
done
like
Anna's Taqueria.
If you live in the Boston area and you haven't been to an Anna's Taqueria, fucking go there now.
Fair enough.
Or Felipe's.
Felipe.
Felipe's is great in Harvard Square. They have a roof deck.
Ooh.
Drink margaritas,
Ooh,
eat burritos,
fancy.
And get fucking drunk on a roof. So, that's the game to play though. The game of life where you
what
drink.
Should Connor eat?
No.
Oh.
What to drink?
What to drink.
And eat. Yeah.
Dreat.
Decide my life. I'm an indecisive person.
What if they don't tell you within enough time?
Fuck, I'm going to eat something anyway.
Mostly because you're going to post this tomorrow.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm going to put... Yeah, you're right. That's true.
Tonight.
But this will be helpful.
That's true, yeah.
This will be helpful.
It'll be helpful.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what, Connor? You didn't tell them the real reason we didn't record last week. It was not about timing. Your computer took a shit.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
We don't record on Connor's computer.
Man.
Because no, we record on my decade-old fucking laptop, yeah. But Connor edits on that computer. And that lovely computer...
My hard drive failed on Monday last week.
Yep.
I was, like, trying to go on the internet to look something up, and all of a sudden everything would fail and quit. And I got to a black screen with a mouse on it, and I was like, what?
Huh?
So I tried to recover my computer, and it said I couldn't recover my computer.
Was it 10.7?
It reverted me, yeah, to 10.8. Oh. I had been on 10.10 before.
For the uninitiated, that's the Mac OS 10,
yeah.
10.8.
So I had to take my into the Genius Bar, got my hard drive replaced because it had failed. Thankfully, it was part of an extended warranty program, so I had to pay for it. And now the computer's up and running again, and that's great.
And here we are, recording for you again. Soon to be editing.
I panicked for a little bit because I thought I got hacked or something. I was one of those fucking nerds. After watching Mr. Robot, I'm like, sure. They can fucking hack me.
They're coming,
they're
man.
Coming right now. But thankfully, I didn't, so we're good. All right.
Word?
So that covers everything, I think.
Yeah. Where can they find us, Connor?
I said it, but I'll say it again.
Facebook.
Just search turn-based explicit adventure. The Twitter, @TBExplicitADV. You can find us at the Gmail if you want to email to us to answer your question from earlier, Rob, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago when I checked it here on the air and
sure.
We hadn't gotten an email then.
Right.
So whatever.
If you send an email, sorry, we'll read it.
turnbasedexplicitadventure@gmail.com. You can find me at Connor Fortin on Twitter and Connor Carnivore on Xbox and PlayStation.
Right. You can find me, Rob, at Chief Whitebeard on Xbox, Instagram, some other places. Yeti Beard on PlayStation. Still mad about that. And yeah. Scott, where can they find you?
At Swartz on Twitter. Spike31589 on PSN. And we're out.
Pissin'.
On the pissin'?
Alright.
Alright, boys.
Have a good night.
Fuck off.
Don't forget to do that thing that you were supposed to do this week and...
Tell Connor what to eat?
No.
Oh.
I'm sure everyone listening to this has something they forgot to do and they're like, fuck,
I forgot to do that.
God damn it. So they're gonna do it right now. But anyway, bye.
Peace out, bitches.
Wait a minute.
What?
What Sonic game is that?
It's the, God, you never seen
Sonic
this?
Collection?
Oh, fuck, it's Sonic 1?
Yeah, dude.
It's fucking... I had no idea this was even on Apple TV. This is amazing. Christian Whitebeard? Is that what you had to do?
No.
It said Christian Whitebeard.
That said Christian Whitehead.
Yeah, that's the name of the company.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. I thought it just like, totally fucked up.
It's made by
your
Christians.
Name.
Oh, wait, I think, hold on, go back. Can you go back?
No. Do you not remember when this was on our
no.
On the iPad?
Yeah, see, there's a couple of different, but no, it's straight up. Yeah, whatever. Just fucking go.
Green Hill Zone.
Split it.
Sonic.
Split it.
Except they edited Knuckles and Tails in somehow.
Yeah.
Knuckles and.
Well, I think because it's the collection, like you can play a bunch of different things, but there it is. Boom. Go.
Oh fuck.
Oh, and the music. I forget how it works, though.
Get that computer, man. This is the 90s, dude.
I thought... Is that a computer or a television?
I think it's a TV, but I don't remember how to move.
Fucking either. It's a CRT TV.
Oh.
Swipe?
Must be.
It's either swipe or click.
Click is jump. I think you have to be holding this direction.
Fucking
yeah,
fuck
it
with it right now.
I remember that it pissed me off on this controller.
Great. We now know why.
Yeah.